This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We'll talk with John Kuhn about the Bears-Packers.
John, first question. Did you receive the Lou Malnati's pizzas that I sent you based on your historic win of under 150 rushing yards in the first matchup? Did you get your pizza, sir?
I did get both pizzas. Thank you so much. That's a tremendous way to make your mark in the Kuhn household. Is to feed us, so we got a lot of respect for that. Thank you.
Then I put some order money in some legitimate places, like my restaurant.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
I had my kid brother Dominic run it for me.
Here you go, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Enjoy. Have a good time. Choke on it.
And John, he did pay off the other half of the bet. We had a Packers cap with us at the Bratstop, but then one of your teammates took the cap away from us.
Yeah, Mitch, Thunder took the Packers hat, which was nice, so we didn't have to look at it the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I would have liked for that to stay there and stain your studio and your live remote site, but hey.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
What's the bet, John? I mean, can we go rushing yards again, or we could just go with the game?
This is the grudge match. This is Bears-Packers, like the 250th time these guys have ever played. Well, I'll be damned if I let you try a prop bet with me on this one. This is all about legacy. We got to pick this thing straight up. I don't even want points.
Okay, straight up, Bears-Packers, no points. Lawrence will think of the stakes here. We can't do food again. We can't do the mayoral food thing.
The reason why you're betting
blackjack. Well, if you use coin money or paper money in a casino.
Oh, typically you're going to use chips. What you're going to do
is tortilla chips?
No, no tortilla chips. We use gambling chips.
Oh, sour cream and onion chips for your health.
I tell you, if they were scented that way, more people would probably play.
I know. Well, all this talk about chips is making me hungry. Dang, give me some chips.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. And man, do we have a show for you. There's a lot going on and we have got to get to it. The whole crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
You got nothing. As an odds maker, as a handicapper, as a bet stakes provider.
I actually do have something.
Oh, you do? Because you came up with nothing there. What do you got?
I had to think about it.
All right. What you got? What do I mean, John Kuhn betting?
The loser goes to the other place to host.
Oh, that's heavy. I have to go to Milwaukee and host with Rami?
Mm-hmm. And if the Packers lose, John comes down here.
Man, if we can get him to agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That would be tremendous.
I think it's pretty good.
That's really good. That's really good. Okay, I take back everything I've ever said about you.
Thank you very much.
You
Patrick Manley will join us in about 15 minutes. We've got a return today that I am super excited about, too. At 325, if you want to figure out what ways to go when it comes to betting, Our guy, Joe Ostrowski, is back.
That's so cool. I love his work on hockey. I always have. Oh, that's Jay Zawoski. I'm so sorry. Joe O has been as a long-time old score guy. That is really cool to welcome him back.
He is going to be with us at 325, so all of your wagertainment options are going to be on the table for you when Joe O joins us at 325. Groats is at Hallis Hall. He's got our Bears hit, one word. Coach Wonstedt will join us at 5. There's a lot for us to do, but Speaks, the place that we should start, the Packers are out here talking ish.
Yeah, they really are. And there was anger and ire and disgust in our group thread last night as some of these clips were getting shared and poked around. And you think there's theory behind it, which is fascinating. So let's hear some of the stuff.
Yeah,
right?
let's start with Jeff Hafley. This is how he ended. He's the defensive coordinator, for those you don't know. This is how he ended his press conference.
Like, what a blessing to be here for me and my family. So I appreciate that, and we are not going to be done. So I will see you guys next week.
The double slap of the podium.
Like he plays guard for Duke.
We will see you next week.
That's
okay.
High school Harry stuff.
It might seem like high school Harry stuff.
No, that just seems like a guy who's fired up for a big game. Mm-hmm. That's all I took from that. Okay.
Okay.
So just feeling it, like we're all feeling it here in town. He's got a little bit more of a pulse than Dennis Allen at this moment.
Here's what Keyshawn Nixon had to say.
Okay. I didn't want nobody else. I wanted the Bears. I just, you know, however it felt, it was going to fall. If you had to go to Philly, it was going to Philly. But I'd rather play the Bears first. I need to get back. That's just what it is.
I need to get back.
I'd rather play the Bears first.
Mm-hmm. He needs to get back because DJ Moore beat his ass in overtime.
I mean, it's 1-1, though, right? He came up with the huge play in the game that they won, and then he gave up the huge play after the dirty hit on DJ Moore in the game.
Didn't Jahdae Walker also beat Keyshawn Nixon? Was that Keyshawn back there at the end of that red game in regulation?
Yeah, I think there was an issue in coverage there. Yeah,
there was a miss. We got a couple there. So Keyshawn wants to back. They think that game was pure fluke. They give the Bears no credit for winning that game.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Here's what Christian Watson said.
I definitely wanted to play the Bears. If I had my pick, for any team, it would have definitely been the Bears. I want my get back for sure. We get a chance to put the Bears season to bed. Means a lot to us for sure.
Man, so they want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I think it's just good, excited rivalry chatter. You think there might be more behind it?
I think there are some gamesmanship to it.
Why?
The reason that I believe this is that if you look at what has been said over the last 6 weeks when it comes to Bears-Packers games, the Bears players have indicated, man, we were a little too hyped. We're a little too hyped. So they said that after the first game that they lost. And they said that they weren't coming to the second game the two teams played. And they were going to control their feelings better. Narrator, they did not control their feelings better. In fact, it was probably worse. In that second game, they started off on fire and ended up with over 100 yards in penalty yards. I also think some of this goes back to, and I know that Jeff Hafley was one of the people that didn't really like how Ben Johnson was coming at LaFleur in the offseason. I think that there is, and I don't have any issue with it, I think there's a little bit of psychological gamesmanship that is going on here.
Well, you know, the Bears are the more inexperienced team. And in that Saturday night game, when they came out with the crazy amount of energy, they were chaotic. And then once that energy burned off with the first down thing, the first bad thing that happened, they flattened out like crazy. So I could see, if you're the Packers in the floor talking about that game, you guys saw what happened. Let them come out firing. You stay level. You let them come out crazy. In fact, let's urge them to even just go ahead and lean into the crazy. You know, the place will be going nuts, and then maybe they'll be sloppy, and we'll just stay level, and we'll just be better because we are better.
And we know that the Bears head coach, and I say this with all love, bit of a crazy person.
Yeah.
And I like it. I think that there's some of that to it, too. Like, I'm going to make you look like the crazy person. I'm just going to be cool.
He was all smiles today, actually. Like, he's been the happiest he's been all week, Ben Johnson.
I don't know. Like, hearing him in the press conference, he didn't like some of the some of the questions that were thrown his way.
That's fascinating that you say that, because we literally walked in and Layla said, "Did you hear how angry Ben was again?" So her impression was that he was angry and pissed off when people asked him about the first 15. And Tanny, you saw smiles.
Yeah, I think he did come out. Alex watched it too. It was a little, you know, like it was a joking thing when Jason Leisure asked him, like, "Oh, just give us the first 15, why don't you?" So like he came out definitely in a more lighter demeanor than I've seen all week from Ben Johnson.
It does look like he hasn't slept in days, though.
Well, he's been wearing the same cap and hoodie for like a good week plus.
I'm totally okay with that.
You think he's got seven copies of the same cap?
Probably, yeah.
By the way, apropos of nothing, Kyle Shanahan, excuse me, looks like a badass when he coaches. I like that Niners jacket, that like Niners.
You know what I didn't like about the Niners?
The baseball jacket and just the black Niners hat.
I don't like the black jerseys. I think that was a bad look for them in Week 18.
He said as much, right? Kyle Shanahan didn't like them either.
Their all whites are so clean, and the red jersey is iconic.
It's iconic for sure.
Like, don't put those jerseys on ever again.
Kyle was lobbying for the '94 throwbacks, the white pants with like the black letters with the black piping on them.
Do that.
I think he's got a nice sense of style.
He does. Kyle. He rips off the little rope on the baseball cap,
which is I don't even know why that's there. As a cap connoisseur, I think that is the dumbest like evolution of cap thing that we're doing. Stop it. Flat brim.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so it's interesting because I know there's been a thought within Green Bay circles, but I think predominantly just there, that the hit on Jordan Love was filthy and ill-intentioned, because it wasn't.
It was just
the happenstance of NFL life.
It's a too bad of a play. Like, that's two guys competing, and it unfortunately the angle was bad. I don't think it was bad. What did Brandon Jacobs have to say about it, though?
A lot of guys took that hit that he took a little personal, you know. So I'm not saying we're going to go out there and play dirty or nothing like that, but we definitely going to defend our brothers.
So, look, if he's really thinking about that, which Brandon Jacobs is that, by the way? That's not the former running back, Brandon Jacobs? Is it a different Brandon? Is that Josh Jacobs?
Oh, sorry. Josh Jacobs. Sorry
okay.
about that.
Yeah. That's on that's me. Helpful.
Josh Jacobs.
No, that's on me. I'm one that wrote it.
That's helpful.
No, you don't have to tell people.
SIU legend, Brandon Jacobs.
It really was not. Oh, the SIU.
We were only, Tanny, you were only thinking about it because of BMAC.
That's why.
Why?
We were in long ago in the Score Fantasy League.
Back when we had a fantasy league around here. We used to be a proper country.
Back when there was a sense of camaraderie on the whole station.
Exactly, yeah. Before Ryan Porth said, no more of that.
Before the evil dictatorship of Ryan Porth has begun. Next, he's going to invade Greenland.
See how many shows
this guy didn't learn.
Speaks make a Greenland joke.
This guy didn't learn. All day yesterday. Wasn't worth it.
Man, so it goes right back to it.
2:30. So out the shoot.
Long story short, we're doing a fantasy draft back in the conference room one year at NBC Tower. Doing a fantasy draft. Brendan McCaffrey is running the board doing a live program. He was the only one working a show at that time that's participating in the fantasy draft. So he's like calling his pick in, and it's like randomly, you know, in a high round. He just calls it.
It was the fifth pick overall.
Oh, no! That man was never worth the fifth pick overall.
There were a couple seasons where...
No, he was always splitting time with Tiki.
There were a couple seasons where Brandon Jacobs and he made that pick.
I loved it. I loved watching him.
And we absolutely panned him.
I believe.
And then BMAC got
Ahmad Bradshaw
hot.
Reference back here. That was the
Very
other guy
nice.
That had him paired with,
Very
too.
Nice.
Thank you, Ryan Porter.
I believe Brandon Jacobs had the longest legs in the history of the NFL. His legs went all the way up to his shoulders. They just kept going above the torso.
2007, 2008, those were really good seasons for Brandon Jacobs.
So he drafts Brandon Jacobs, number fifth overall in a fantasy draft, and we all just start laughing at him. Like in his face, and he says, "You bleepity bleeps better pray that he doesn't go
you
off this year."
You better pray,
yeah.
Guess what? He didn't really go off it.
In BMAC like fashion,
that was tremendous.
Hot.
BMAC with a great tweet today because Tom Moore has retired.
Oh.
The longtime offensive coordinator has been an offensive assistant down in Tampa. He was the offensive coordinator for the Colts. Against the Bears in the Super Bowl, and BMAC again today took the opportunity to give him the MVP for taking the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands in the second half of that Super Bowl, or else the Bears would have come up with more turnovers and beat him.
One of the best conversations I had Super Bowl week was with him because he doesn't really speak a lot publicly, and during the Super Bowl, comfortable everyone from the organization on media day has to be available to talk. And so I got to sit in on that press conference, and he was tremendous.
That is tremendous. All right, well, Josh Jacobs had thoughts on
Josh
the hit being
Jacobs.
Dirty, not Brandon Jacobs, but I do not take back the last 3 minutes of radio. No okay. way, including the joke.
I look forward to RIP to your mentions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.